All right, now we're on. Thank you. Good morning, boys and girls in Northern Michigan. It's 9:22 with Omelet and Coates. It's Friday. We're ramping up for the weekend and played a little Whiskey in a Jar by Thin Lizzy back there appropriately because we have Ironfish Distillery in the studio and we have a couple of great guests. We have Richard and Sarah Anderson in the studio, and they are half of the owners of Ironfish Distillery, which is sort of brand new in Benzie, Manistee County in Thompsonville, near the old location of Camp Omelet, people. You go to Crystal Mountain Entrance. If you go south on 31 from there, about how far? 2 miles?
2 miles.
2 miles, and then you take a right on Zabannock Road, and then you go down, and it's winding. You're like, what the heck is going to be down here? It seems like I'm in the middle of the woods. And all of a sudden, there's a big, huge clearing, and you see this awesome old barn. What year would you say that was built? In the 1800s?
Yeah, right around 1900.
Wow.
1900. So that farm was actually a homestead farm founded by George Chamberlain in 1887. It was a true section of land, 360 acres. It went from County Line Road to the Betsy River. So the Betsy River on the south was the actual southern boundary of that farm. And get this, two-generation farm, father and son, both lived to their middle 90s. And his son, Victor, farmed. The last time he was able to plant a harvest was 1995. So from 1887 to 1995, father and son farmed that property for over 100 years.
Now, as the weather gets better in northern Michigan, and it's hard to say that with the crazy snow coming down right now in Traverse City, but it's going to lighten up a little bit of the afternoon. May Early Wine is playing at the Ironfish Distillery on April 27th, so save the date for that. And also on May 5th is the Kentucky Derby, and they're having a big Kentucky Derby party where they actually have retired horses running down that dirt road that you come in on.
Well, there's a track, right?
So there's no track.
They go down the road.
They go down the road, wow. And they're not
they
only...
They don't look so retired when they're running.
No, they're...
It's a real race.
It's amazing.
It's a real race.
So they are actually retired racehorses, and the St. Francis Equestrian Farm is a farm for retired racehorses. They're located a mile down from our farm. And we asked them to participate in the Zonta Professional Club's college scholarship fundraiser. And so we closed the distillery for this fundraiser. Last year, we raised $6,000 for area college scholarships. And one of the things we do for fun after you've got your bow tie on and your hat and you've got your mint juleps in your hand is that we have the parade of horses. So you can actually size up the field.
Aha! I love it.
This all occurs prior to the real Kentucky Derby party, but we think this is the two most exciting minutes of sports in Michigan.
Yeah, I like that.
Because this,
my wife is already like, we're there.
Yeah.
She heard about this when I got back from the tour, and she's like, what? We're going. We're dressing up. She's like, she's shopping around for the big hat.
You better buy your tickets now. I bought mine last week. It's going to sell out.
Why'd you buy yours and not me some?
Well, you make more money than I do.
I don't know about that. My ticket, it's you going out every night.
We added a whole nother layer of fun this year. We're bringing on a barn dance to go with the Derby party. We got the Bootstrap Boys, which is one darn fun band from Grand Rapids, and they just bring it for the barn dance.
When does it all start? When did the festivities start on that?
4:30 on the 5th.
4:30 on the 5th.
But we do close a distillery, so you do have to have advance tickets. And again, this is a fantastic fundraiser for the Zonta Group, which is raising money for area high school scholarships.
And you're also doing things that are philanthropic to the area and trying to fund things for the river. Keeping talk about the you mentioned in the tour there's Steelhead. The Betsy River is right there. It runs kind of...
The Betsy River is a natural and scenic protected river under state regulations. We're named after the steelhead that run the Betsy River. So Ironfish is a nickname for steelhead. And steelhead are in the river right now. They follow the salmon up in the fall and stay in the river all winter. We wanted to honor the steelhead by naming our distillery Ironfish, and one of the reasons we wanted to do that is to symbolically and also substantively declare that our working landscape is going to always be farmed in a way that respects that watershed, because farms can have some impact on local watersheds. So we're looking for ways to actually get more involved with the quality of the river sheds in this region.
You know,
I like the phrase grain to glass.
Grain to glass.
We always know farm to table. This is grain to grass.
We've heard also soil to spirit.
Would you guys ever entertain a camping event for like 700 people?
We were just talking about
it'll have to be it'll have to be on our cover crop fields.
Right. We can't have people tamping down the wheat, but we have actually a lot of property. It's not off the table.
I cannot wait, because I just know, even though I was there in the middle of the winter, that summertime is going to be heaven on earth there in the middle of the farm. I mean, there's no neighbors that you can see. It's just and you guys, at this point, there's no kitchen, but you have food trucks that come by. And there's a small TV in the area, which is not, you know, sometimes it loses something when you have TVs everywhere and the music's too loud. But you guys have live performances sometimes right there in the bar area.
Blake Elliott tonight, 5 to 7.
Blake Elliott is tonight.
This Lovely
is,
Blake.
We've been a roadie for Blake
Lovely
Elliott in
Blake.
The past.
Yeah, she's amazing. Yeah. And the taco butter truck will be there tonight. We actually have said that we're Michigan's first all-terrain vehicle distillery, because I know you're eager for the summer, but this winter we've had people snowshoe from Crystal. We've had fat tire riders arrive.
Cross-country skis.
Parking their fat tire bikes next to ATVs and snowmobiles. We've had to hitch up horses because people will ride by horse.
Oh, my God.
We had the Northwest Michigan Club for Porsche. So the Porsche Club came, and they drove down Zabanic Road of about 3 miles an hour.
We thought they were heroes. Fancy cars down a dirt road.
So we are a multimodal all-terrain vehicle distillery.
Wow. Listen, I love it. I love the fact that you guys are philanthropic. I love that you're using this beautiful heaven on earth farmland. You guys are using Michigan products for your gin and your bourbon and your rum.